In the late 90s and early 2000s, some of the women who watched Sex and the City used to say things like, "I'm a Miranda," or "I'm a Carrie." Now, around the same time, there was another TV show. It was also high glamour and high drama, and it also connected with audiences in the same way. The names were different. They included Bette and Alice and Shane and Dana. They were lesbians, and the show was called The L Word.
I thought Jenny was straight.
Dana, most girls are straight until they're not. And then sometimes they're gay till they're not.
True, but then they're also the ones that never look back. Sexuality is fluid. Whether you're gay or you're straight or you're bisexual, you just go with the flow.
For many gay women, it was the first time they saw themselves represented on TV. And when the series went off the air in 2009, there was some talk about a reboot floating around. But then came the 2016 election, and Jennifer Beals, who played Bette, started thinking about it again.
We decided to get together and talk about what we could do to be helpful. And we realized our strong suit is storytelling, and that perhaps this is the moment to rededicate to bringing the L Word back, to give visibility to the community that was about to get hit by this divisive administration.
So now Beals, along with Eileen Chaykin and a mix of returning and new cast members, are reviving the show for a new era. The L Word Generation Q premieres on Showtime this Sunday. Rachel Martin asked Beals and Chaykin to explain what it was like the first time around.
In the beginning, I didn't feel that pressure of representation, of serving the community. I just felt the pressure of making a television show. But when I got on set that first day when we started shooting, and I saw these actresses portraying these characters, and I realized we were telling stories about love between and among women, sexual love as well as romantic love, and I had never really seen that on television. I just was overwhelmed.
I do want to ask about the criticism from fans, even for how you addressed, in particular, the trans character on the original, Max. The critique being that you didn't make him a fully realized character, that he felt surfaced. One of the actors on the reboot, Brian Michael Smith, actually said of Max, quote, "The character didn't have much truth in it." How do you think back on that, Eileen?
When we introduced that character, there had been no portrayals of trans characters on television, and we were flying blind. I mean, we did a lot of research. GLAAD sent people into the writer's room. We met other trans people, particularly F2M trans people who came in and talked to us. But the rules change over time. So at the time, we didn't know, and it wasn't yet a rule, that one casts trans actors to play trans characters. In retrospect, that was a mistake. At the time, we didn't know. I acknowledge and own that it was imperfect, but we did our best.
And also, I think at that time, trans characters were by and large being portrayed as mentally ill or criminal or in some way. And I think, you know, Max certainly wasn't that, and so it was an alternative to that narrative, and albeit it was a nascent alternative, but it was something, and so even in the flaw, you're furthering the cause.
I want to talk about the opening scene in the new show, because why not? Jennifer, you want to take a go at just describing it?
It's a sex scene or a love scene between Sophie and Danny.
I think it's a gorgeous scene, personally. The way we see them is in itself, I think, arresting and bold. But the sex scene ends with one of the women realizing that the other one has her period. And that is a thing that
That's
you have
thing.
Not seen.
It just is a thing. And we don't see that represented
Absolutely.
In the mm-hmm. culture. So sex was sort of part of the original brand. It was about intimacy, but it was also representing the sexual lives of gay women on screen. Does that still feel revolutionary in 2019?
We're such a sex-averse culture, and to talk about sex, not just lesbian sex or LGBTQ sex, just to talk about sex is revolutionary. And I really like telling stories about sex, because it's a big part of our story. It reveals so much about who we are, mm-hmm. the story of not just who we love, but how we love and what happens when we engage in sexual encounter is so revealing.
The show really did pivot off of news headlines back then. Are you intending to move in that same direction with the reboot? And if so, what political stories of this moment do you think are important to tell?
Political stories always inform the storytelling, hopefully, though, in an integral way, in a human way. But I think that the very fact of the show's existence is political, mm-hmm. representing trans lives, representing LGBTQ lives. The fact that we can now get married and that it's no longer, we're no longer second class in that regard, that's embedded in the show.
Yeah, it's a classic example of the personal being political, mm-hmm. right? Even watching Sophie do her hair, you know, laying down the edges with a toothbrush in the morning, casually, like you just have never seen that.
Eileen, earlier you talked about the rules changing, and they can, sometimes it takes a long time, the arc of history, but sometimes it feels like our social rules about language in particular change quickly.
Yes.
I read somewhere that you all would like this show to have a good long run. So as you produce more seasons, do you think you will be able to identify your blind spots in real time and make adjustments as the rules change?
I think the key is to identify good story all the time. And, you know, hopefully you can identify where you can do better, for sure. But I think, you know, first and foremost, as storytellers, I think you identify the great story, and that's where the show will live or die.
And in telling the story, I think you acknowledge the conversation we're having right now. I think that the biggest lesson that we learn is to always ask the question and ask it of one another and with sensitivity mm-hmm. and interest. And that's how we kind of evolve.
Jennifer Beals and Eileen Chaiken, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you.